1. Head smashed in buffalo jump. For more than 5,000 years, the Plains Indians hunted buffalo throughout the Rocky Mountains by driving entire herds over high cliffs. The head smashed in site was in use for many centuries, as evidenced by the 30-foot deep deposits of bone at the base. It got its name from the young Blackfoot Indian who wanted to see up close the buffalo as they jumped off the cliff. Stout Tree watched his father and brothers prepare for the great buffalo hunt. His mother readied her tools for butchering the great shaggy beasts. "I want to help," he said finally, standing in front of his father. The man looked down at him. "Soon you will be out there with me and your brothers, but not this year. You know that, Stout Tree." He fought to keep from showing anger, nodded at his father, and left the lodge. He longed for the day when he could be with the warriors all the time. He no longer wanted to merely watch as the warriors drove the buffalo off the cliffs. He wanted to help. He wanted to be the one to wear the sacred buffalo skin with head and horns. He wanted to be the one to lure the herd to the cliffs. He felt certain that he could do that. But that honor had gone to one of his older brothers this year, as it had in years past gone to his father. One day he would show them all what a fine warrior he was. Perhaps next year. But that did nothing to quell the frustration he felt now. As the tribe moved out from the camps they had set up nearby the cliffs, as they did each year at this time, with each step, he studied the cliffs over which the beasts would plunge. He knew what would happen soon. The panicked beasts would run and push and ram each other in their frenzy. And the decoy warrior, disguised as a buffalo, would run just ahead of the surging herd until at the last moment possible, he would jump off the edge to a shelf and crouch there as the animals thundered closer, then flew down past him like great flawed birds. Would it not be an amazing sight to see those beasts as no one had ever seen them before? Looking up from underneath would be even better than acting as a decoy warrior. He might not be allowed to participate in the hunt and drive to the cliffs. Might not be one of the men who emerged from behind the rocks along the way and frightened the straying buffalo back into the crowd before they reached the cliff's edge. But there was a way he could experience the jump like no one ever had. Stout Tree's heart quickened as he made up his mind. It would be a matter of slipping away from the women and children and old men, for he was none of these, and finding his way to the base of the cliffs. He had seen the buffalo surge ahead and off the cliff for as long as he could remember, and he knew they flew out into the air before dropping. There was room enough for his entire tribe to stand underneath and see this great wonder. For the briefest moment, he wanted to share this news with everyone, but he knew they would prevent him from doing it. He smiled to himself and darted from rock to rock, making his way to the base of the buffalo jump cliffs. The distant rumbling traveled down from the plain above, and Stout Tree felt the stuttering thuds through the cliff face. The jolting increased in power, and he felt it work through him, from his back pressed to the rock wall, into his guts, and out through him. It was like nothing he'd ever experienced. The sound, too, built rumble upon rumble, like a late summer thunderstorm, rolling slow at first, taking all day to reach his village by the river, and then, boom! Before him, a black shape pitched down as if it were a cloud falling, then another, and another, and he realized he was seeing what he had hoped to see, the falling of the buffalo. Then the noise became enormous. The very rocks under his feet trembled and the sky grew black. Dust plumed into his face, and the entire world shook. The rocks on which he stood slid away, and he felt himself pulled forward. Stout Tree fell and rolled down the slope, not believing this could happen, astonished even as he became part of the crushing blackness. It was hours before the warriors had killed all the crippled and maimed buffalo lying in writhing piles at the base of the jump. The women had begun right away butchering the animals at the outer edges. This had been a large herd, and the hunters made sure that every member had been driven over the edge and killed. If even one escaped,